Year-end sales event is on at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Lexus, official luxury vehicle of your Miami Dolphins. Call 305-KENDALL.
Heavy delays now through Broward County on I-95. Northbound collision at Oakland Park Boulevard. Two left lanes are blocked with delays back to 595. If you're traveling on Pembroke Road, westbound at 95, accident blocking the center lane there. And in Miami, still a slow ride. Northbound 95 at State Road 112. The express lanes are blocked. Stick to the main line. Turnpike southbound exiting to 95 right in the Golden Glades. If you got a right lane blocked there. And on the Palmetto, northbound at Sam Amy Trail. Some good news. All lanes are open. I'm Amy, and that's traffic on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports lives here. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton. The home of the Eastern Conference champion Miami Heat. The Eastern Conference champion Florida Panthers. The Miami Hurricanes. And Inter Miami.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
An Odyssey station.
When it's day, it's night. When it's night, it's day.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind,
It's day at night with Dan Day.
Can we just have a predictable sports weekend here in South Florida? That's all I'm asking for. Not a lot. Let's just not deviate from the script. Let's have everything play out the way it's supposed to. Hi, I'm Dan Day. Happy weekend. On the other side, my man, he saw I didn't have a TV, so he gave me the TV off his back. It is Trevor Harris. Trevor, you doing all right tonight?
I'm back, people. I am back. How are you guys doing today?
Man, let's just have a nice, simple, easy, predictable sports weekend in South Florida. Miami Hurricanes, first ACC game tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Georgia Tech, bleh. That's just how predictable win. Go out there, take care of business, give me like a 38-17, get up early by 14 or 20 points, and just cruise, man, cruise into the night. Can we get that? Can we have that?
I could see that, don't worry.
You could see that.
I'm going to be honest with you, don't worry about the Giants because they stink.
Okay, we're gonna
on dry ice, so tell the New Yorkers, do your thing, and we'll keep it moving.
So we're riding right now. Okay, the Hurricanes, play like the ranked team that you are. TVD, go out there, throw some dimes, throw some bullets, get the running game going, physically dominate Georgia Tech, get that first ACC win like you're supposed to. All right. Saturday night, Inter Miami. Can we just get Messi back on the pitch? The injuries are done. Messi is on the pitch. You know what happens when Messi is on the pitch? Inter Miami wins, keep their playoff hopes just barely alive. Can we ride with that? Can we just have a predictable Inter Miami Messi show up and win? Simple as that.
Who are they playing this weekend?
They are going to be playing the best team in MLS, FC Cincinnati, who actually have a score to settle because we beat them in a thriller.
Oh, yeah, that overtime game I was not happy about.
Wow.
And penalty kicks.
And now they're looking at us like either A, if we don't have Messi, where's your big bad Messi now? Or B, we remember what you did to us with or without Messi. We're coming to whoop that tail in your house. Nonetheless, let's get a predictable Messi appearance, predictable Messi play, a predictable win, and just stay alive in this playoff hunt. Okay, stay with me, ride with me.
I'll follow you, cameraman.
Dolphins. Playing a Giants team that maybe doesn't have an offensive line. They may be the first professional team not to have an offensive line. They've decided just to put wideouts and running backs on and let Daniel Jones fend for himself.
You have Don LaGreca coming off the squad right now. He's doing radio. He's probably maybe asked to be a play right tackle right
Can
now.
Can we trade Liam Eichenberg there? No, I'm joking. But Dolphins, okay. Bump in the road. You got punched in the mouth by the Buffalo Bills. They out-physicaled you. They outplayed you. They beat you. Okay. Just a bump in the road, though. You're still a good team. You should beat the Giants pretty handily. They're not a very good team. Can we just get that easy win? When I say easy, NFL
this should,
easy.
This should be at least a 31-10 game.
Oh, I'm not going to say that. This is
No. The Giants cannot score touchdowns.
Their only win joking. This year, they had to come back from, 35 to beat the Arizona Cardinals?
Yes, that was the most entertaining late game of all time, but Now they got
that's their only win.
That is the only win, and they got punched in the mouth by the Cowboys and the Niners also.
Oh, yeah, they didn't even put up a point against the Cowboys opening week.
It didn't take them till the second half.
I thought something was wrong, so I was at Prima Pasta right in North Beach. You know, Messi loves going there. It's right in my neighborhood. And I'm drinking Peronis and stuff, eating, kind of not paying attention. And I was like, wait, are the Cowboys blanking the Giants? Something's wrong. That must be some other game or something. And I was like, wow.
It was bad enough. I was like, I was recovering from the Eagle game, and I saw the Giants even want to put up a point. I saw it was 21-0. I said, like, this game's over. I'm going to bed. And lo and behold, they put a 40 spot on the Giants.
Goodness. So can we just get a nice, easy, predictable weekend? Nobody's zigging and zagging.
You'll get that with the Dolphins. Don't worry. As an NFC East guy, the only one on this station, you will get your win against the Giants.
So no zigging and zagging. Take care of business. Be the better team. Don't make us sweat things out. Just cruise. We're cruising. Let's make it a cruising weekend. Let's cruise.
Set it at 75 on the highway. Doesn't matter if you're on the turnpike or 95. Set it at 75 and drive safely.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're like, what's your cruising music? You know, you got a certain band that you want to hear. But maybe I'll throw on some Jane's Addiction or Silver Sun Pickups.
What's your playlist?
Well, no. I don't want a playlist. I want albums, man, because I need to groove and feel. So Jane's Addiction, maybe some Silver Sun Pickups, maybe some Death Cab for Cutie. I know indie rock, grunge. So I put those albums on. And I just cruise. Can we do that? Who are you cruising with, musically?
Do you really want to know who I cruise with? It's Def Leppard, Tiesto, Yellow, Metallica. How about that as a rotation of
albums? Let's get down to business.
Yes. We like the party music in the car.
Sometimes you got to put that EDM on there, man. Oh, man.
No, it's the best is when you have all the albums you like. You make it into a playlist and you throw it on shuffle.
Oh, man.
That's how
because you never know. At the end of every song, it's exciting because you never know what you're going to hear next.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I loved it. Okay. We're also going to talk about the Heat. Much ado about nothing or a lot going on? It's going to be interesting to see. Should we be worried as Heat fans or should we be secure that we have Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, and we're bringing back a lot of guys that were part of a team that got to the NBA Finals? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to do some what we like, some of the stuff we liked over the past pretty much week here in the sports world of South Florida. A little something or nothing. We're going to hear from some of the Dolphins, get us ready for that Giants game. I think it's going to be a little closer than Trevor says. We'll get our predictions in. Trevor, you might even have some of your best bets, like, because you like to sometimes quote unquote wager on games.
This is not BetQL. We like to do some wagertainment, as I like to say.
And so you might have some picks. So if somebody wants to put a little jelly down this weekend,
we also, as everyone says, I'm big on the survivor picks. I know people were asking, who was your survivor pick last week? I gave him two. I gave him the Texans and the Jaguars. I told that to people. Those are the two easy locks of the week. I may give you a survivor pick, too.
Oh, we're going to get some survivor picks. Once again, gaming in this state, not legal, so it's all theoretical. You know, I'm not going to tell you to go to a certain website that's out of Carousel and, you know, put some money down and open an up account in New York State where it is legal and kind of funnel it through there. I'm not telling you to do that. You can DM me if you didn't catch what I just said. And, of course, we have the podcast, too. You can download the podcast and everything like that.
Rate, review, subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating, please.
Please. Absolutely. Let's get to the headlines. Ooh, the Dolphins have traded for Bears receiver Chase Claypool. Chicago will receive a 2025 sixth-round pick and give Miami a 2025 seventh-round pick. In other receiver news, Tyreek Hill has been fined by the NFL $7,000 for not wearing socks in the team's 70-20 win over Denver. Of course, Miami, they play the Giants Sunday at 1. I like this Chase Claypool trade.
First off, I didn't know the fashion police is out already.
We're gonna get to all this.
Fashion police could go to hell on
one thing at a time. Number one, Chase Claypool, I like this. You basically swap a sixth round and seventh round pick.
I'm not a fan of this pick. Right? I think we just took someone's dirty work off our hands for the Chicago Bears, who laid the smackdown on the Commanders. I don't know what he has. I want to see what he's got. I want to know if he could read the playbook. Can he fit in the offense?
I understand.
I want to see what he could do because he did nothing in Chicago.
Potential reigns supreme, and when I say potential, his potential to be good, very high. But also his potential to be bad, very low.
It's like you got Tim Brown on one who's right here. Low. I don't know. I can't think of another bad receiver. Maybe Jeff Samardzija.
But you know what? I'll take out a flyer for basically a sixth round pick in 2025 for a chance to have a guy who is dynamic and good. Okay, if it works out, boom. if it doesn't work out, whatever, it's a sixth-round pick. And I know they're going to say Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. I don't want to hear that nonsense. I don't mind taking a risk with a sixth-round pick on a guy like Chase Claypool, who could be really, really good. Maybe he gets around guys like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, kind of falls into line. Tua puts him in his place. All of a sudden, you've got another weapon on this offense that already is loaded with guys. And River Craycraft and my dude, Eazy-E, Eric Uzukama, they're on the injured reserve, so they're not going to be able to play for a couple of weeks. Hey, maybe this works out. And like I said, if it doesn't, oh well. I'm not going to cry over losing a sixth-round pick in 2025.
Sixth-round picks are really like a bunch of dime a dozens, unless you're a seventh-round pick like Brock Purdy.
Yeah, we'll see how far he goes. In other receiver news, like I said, Tyreek Hill, let me explain. So he didn't wear socks in the Denver game. He's going to fine $7,000. He said he was getting treatment or a massage or he's getting something done, and then he had to get to the game. So, like, he didn't have time to put on socks and went out there, and apparently the league frowned upon him not wearing socks. I don't understand what it matters.
Was he wearing ankle socks, maybe?
No, he had no socks on.
He had no socks on. That's kind of...
How are you that pushing it to the limit time-wise? It takes me maybe 4 seconds to put socks on.
Probably 2-3 seconds.
I know.
It's like the first thing. Like for me, it's like I make sure I have the socks on. You know, it's like before I leave.
He's like, I don't have 4 seconds. Just put the shoes on. Let's go, and then go catch a touchdown. Good for him. Let's see.
Don't get hurt.
Tyler Van Dyke has earned a top 25 spot on the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Awards list. The Hurricanes host Georgia Tech tomorrow night at 8:00. Got the all black unis. Are you someone that believes in the uniforms, that it makes a difference?
I'm a traditionalist of college uniforms. Black uniforms don't work for me.
I like it. It's good.
I like the green jersey.
It's good for recruiting.
I like the green jersey.
Players get fired up. The first time I ever heard a player talking about a uniform, and they were like, we're fired up to go out there. We're wearing our alternate uniforms. I was like, you're really excited about that?
What are you, Arizona State? I love that Arizona State.
Let's talk about the games tonight in college football. You tell me whether you're interested or not. This is what we usually do
fire
on
away.
Sports
Time's
Day.
Yours.
7 o'clock. Cornell takes on Harvard.
No. Is it in a science scientific battle?
That's a debate.
That's what I want to see.
7:30, Kansas State, Oklahoma State.
I'm out.
You're out?
I'm not feeling it.
I mean, at one point, that would have been a very, very powerful match.
Is it Colin Klein and Brandon Whedon playing?
The best dressed man in college football, Colin Klein. And then at 8 o'clock, Nebraska, Illinois. Are you interested in that?
Give me some Illini football.
I guess
Brett Bielema's on the hot seat anyway. I'll say that. He's on the hot seat.
Oh. Yeah, Brett Bielema. Look what he did at Wisconsin.
Look what he did at Arkansas.
That's the problem. He actually did okay at Wisconsin. It was Arkansas he had all those problems. Oh, man. When Big Ten coaches try to go to other conferences but still try to coach like they're in the Big Ten, bad things happen, Josh Gattis.
Duh. Can I say Pac-12 coaches work well in the Big Ten?
Yeah,
like Jim Harbaugh is the prime example one.
Yeah, but Big Ten style is good for Big Ten.
Yeah.
Maybe not so good in like Southeastern Conference ACC. Or ACC or maybe, any other conference.
Maybe the MAC, the Mid-American Conference, the MAC-tion a little bit.
Tyler Hero brushed off rumors that the Blazers snubbed a trade for him in the offseason by saying he feels he is valuable as hell. The Heat's red, white, and pink charity game is Monday at 7. Tickets only $5, going towards a good cause. Then Miami opens the preseason Tuesday against Charlotte. Of course, you can hear all the games right here on 560 WQAM. In the next segment, Trevor, you and I are going to get into, if you're a Heat fan, are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you maybe a little bit of both? And maybe why you should or shouldn't be. No Major League Baseball games today. That's kind of a bummer.
I need some baseball in my life.
I really wanted to watch. I mean, especially with this stinker of a lineup of college football tonight. Like, give me some postseason baseball.
That's why I say last year was perfect, because you had the wild card weekend start on a Friday. It was absolutely perfect because you had people like us in radio. We have stuff to watch and we can do a fun play-by-play and stuff. And plus, if you're traveling like I did last year, you had games all going on until 8 o'clock at night. It was the most wonderful time of the year.
Love it, man. So tomorrow you get Rangers Orioles at 1.
I'm in.
Both of those teams.
Since the Cubs decided to choke it away, I'm rooting for Bruce Bochy. As I root for the Texas Rangers, I've decided I'm who I'm rooting for.
Twins Astros at 4:45.
Astros in 3. No further questions.
I'm all about the Astros. I mean, and you can say what you want to say about them, but growing up where I grew up, they were on TV every day. It was in the market, so I still got love for the Astros.
I don't mind the Astros at all. People hate me for this take. I don't mind them. I'm here for the all Texas ALCS.
That's not bad. No, I wouldn't mind that at all. You get Braves Phillies at 6 o'clock. I think As bad as it sounds, got to go for the Braves right there. I'm not a big Phillies fan.
I knew you would say I'd give you the Phillies on that one. I think.
I don't know, the Braves beat up on the the Marlins did a good job of putting the finishing touches on the Braves in that last series, but no. And then, of course, Dodgers Diamondbacks at 9:20 tomorrow night. If you're not cheering for the Dodgers, you're obviously from Arizona.
I like both NLCS series. I really do. I think they're going to go the distance. I think I'm entertained the most by the Braves and Phillies. I think Philly's got a good lineup. I think their pitching rotation is going to work out well. They just need to win one in Atlanta. Then they have Wheeler going either game three in at Philly or Nola at four. So.
And you know, the Braves have been known in the postseason. I know they won one a couple years ago, but something in my throat. Sorry about that. Those are all game ones tomorrow. Sorry.
Shout out to Atlanta.
Once again, Braves, 100% behind you.
Can we make fun of Atlanta first? The Georgia and Kentucky games playing. How many Braves fans will care about the Georgia game or the Braves game?
You got some of those clay heads that are going to love it. That's not a derogatory term. That's their name for themselves.
Okay.
Lionel Messi is a game-time decision for tomorrow night's Inter-Miami versus FC Cincinnati game at 7:30. Rumors are swirling that the star could be loaned back to FC Barcelona if the Herons do not make the playoffs.
What?
Soccer rumors, what do you say?
Sounds like a bunch of X-Files to me.
Yeah, it's a bunch of hocus pocus. The Panthers defeated the Lightning 6-3 in preseason play. The two will face off tomorrow at 6. Preseason hockey, what can you tell?
The points don't matter. The goals don't matter till opening night when they fire up the Zambonis.
Yep, that's the truth. The Bears, they snapped a 14-game losing streak dating back to last season by defeating the Commanders 40-20 last night. DJ Moore had himself a game. 230 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns.
Shout out to DJ Moore, because I do not have him in fantasy, but I do have Justin Fields in fantasy.
I was going to say, shout out to Justin Fields, too. These past 2 weeks, after much maligned at the very beginning of the season, looked like a high school coach, high school football player, has really looked like the Justin Fields we thought we were going to see this year. So shout out to him, hopefully.
It always takes him 4 games. It's like, I'll see you the 4th game, you know? Slow starter.
Yeah, maybe that is it. FIU lost to New Mexico State 34-7 Wednesday. FAU will play tomorrow at 6 against Tulsa. How are you going to lose to New Mexico State? Okay.
Is that the school Brian Urlacher went to, or is that New Mexico?
Legendary linebacker Dick Butkus passed away yesterday. He was 80 years old.
I'm sad. That's the man. When you think of football, you think of a linebacker position, you think of Dick Butkus. And he's good at movies, I was told.
He's also a very good actor.
I think he'll be perfect these days. I think he's also entertaining on Twitter, too, by the way.
Great guy, man. Great guy. Great. Maybe the greatest linebacker of all time. Maybe.
He's the first thing. If you have a chisel and you're making the Mount Rushmore, Dick Butkus is right there. It's like, I'm going to make sure you give me the right specifics of everything.
Put Ray Lewis in there, too, on that Mount Rushmore, too. Come on.
Now we're going into our Pac-12 debate. We have had, like, who's your Mount Rushmore now?
With that being said, let's real quick take a step into the day spa. A New York woman has been arrested after using her DoorDash job as a way to steal packages from people's front porches.
Jail for life. Throw them in jail for life.
Wow, hot mess of the day. I like her style.
I don't like it. Throw jail for life anyway.
Prime now! Prime now!
Jail for life. No parole.
If you've seen the there's a comedy of an Asian guy on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it, but he wants something called Prime Now, where when you hit buy, it just shows up in your hand. Prime now!
20 years from now, we're going to have that finally.
Can't wait.
I can't wait for it either.
An Ocala couple have 3 daughters, all born September 2nd, just years apart. All 3 of their daughters born on the exact same date, not
that's
day.
Weird. That is
date.
Weird. That is weird to me.
I don't know if it's weird. I think they just keep a very, very strict schedule, if you know what I mean.
I hear you.
Hey, that's something I choose not to schedule, but some people?
I hear you. I hear you. Sometimes you gotta do it in different times of the year.
Shouldn't be making schedules for that. Should be an unsaid schedule. I don't know.
You know Ocala's horse country. You know that.
Leave that one alone.
I will leave it
alone. Coming up next, we're gonna talk heat. Should you be hot? Should you be cold? Should you be lukewarm on them? Because they haven't done all that much this offseason. That's next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM. Happy Friday!
Mandatory Metallica.
You know, Trevor's back. There's got to be some Metallica playing on it.
Metallica going.
Metallica's back on the airwaves.
Excellent, right there. Oh, speaking of coming back, the Heat are almost back after a season where they ran it all the way to the NBA Finals and lost to the Denver Nuggets. We held our breath for as long as we could to get Dame Lillard. And I'll be honest with you, I thought the Heat were going to get Dame Lillard. And I'll be honest with you, I thought he was the missing piece of the puzzle. He was exactly what we needed to be good enough to win an NBA championship. And I'll admit now, I'm a little bit nervous about the Heat because they have not really gotten that much better this offseason. Now, they're not the Philadelphia 76ers. James Harden. But
the Sixers are a mess. Why? They don't deserve anything. They're probably going to miss the. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to lose in the first round, as Howard Eskin would say.
So I'm going to try to calm myself and you down.
Do you want to be the therapist for this one?
Maybe help me out a little bit. I'm going to need some. Maybe not. Look, let's look at the positives. Let's look at the negatives. Let's see what happens. Let's look at the lineup as it is. Let's theoretically, who you got starting?
Okay.
Point guard. Is it Kyle Lowry? Kyle Lowry expects to start. You don't really have anybody else unless you want Tyler Hero, and that didn't go so well last time we got Tyler Hero starting at the one.
No.
So, okay.
Is Hakez a three or a four?
I play him as a three in the NBA. He's six. Well, he's 6'7", so.
You got size there.
So Lowry is your only really option at
Lowry,
point guard right
now. Yeah, they need a.
Of course, can
they waiver claim someone?
We'll see. We've got a lot of guys.
Where's a 10-day at?
Over at number two, our guy. We love him. We never get rid of him. Tyler Hero.
Your team, your town. Tyler Hero, you're back. Mr. Milwaukee.
In at number three, of course, Jimmy Butler. I got at number four, Caleb Martin, who had a great Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Am I crazy to say I want to see what James Hakez Jr. does? I'm always for young players playing. I know veterans got to play. I want to see if he cracks the rotation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to see what he can do because he's a UCLA guy. Mick Cronin guys always play hard. They always do. I want to know if this guy is actually it. Because UCLA, he's got Mr. UCLA basketball on the team, Kevin Love. So he's going to learn the ropes from that. I want to see if he makes a rotation. Because I'm tired of seeing. I know the undrafted players are always fun to see. They make noise. I want to see what these top picks make.
Number five, you got Bam Adebayo, of course, naturally. Now, the only kind of mix-up, maybe not Kyle Lowry at point guard, maybe Josh Richardson, although he's a shooting guard, he's 6'6". Maybe he could slide in as a point guard.
He's a defensive point guard, I feel.
He's a good player. He's a very good player. I think he was kind of all over the place last year with different teams. Wouldn't really use that much
in
New Orleans.
He didn't know what playbook was which anyways.
But he knows about Heat culture. So you also, got to feel Duncan Robinson, start knocking down some threes.
Duncan Robinson will be the first man off the bench, I'll say.
Josh Richardson, I think he'll be, very positive, good for us. Kevin Love, you get some good outlet passes and a true pro from him. Jimmy Hakez Jr., that is the big question mark.
I want to see what this kid has.
Was it a steal of a deal that we got him where we got him in the draft? Because remember that first game before he got hurt in Summer League? He was gangbusters.
He was balling out. It's also
and
summer
I like
league.
Him. This is what I like about him. Young, 6'7", so he's got some size, some length, 225. But here's what I really, really like, what a lot of people don't notice. At UCLA, not only was he a prolific scorer twice, he was on first team all defense for the Pac-12. That's big.
That's what I always like about Mick Cronin type basketball. It doesn't matter if it's at UCLA or when he was at Cincinnati. They always play hard on defense. And I that's the big thing. Defense wins championships in my book. I think having a lockdown three or four is key for this Heat team, especially off the bench.
So if Jimmy Hakez can ball and play D, that's right up Heat culture alley. So big question mark right there, but okay, calm yourself. Jimmy Hakez Jr. could be our guy.
He could be the next piece that we like, that he could be part of the future that I would not want to trade right away.
What about the other piece? Nikola Jovic, very young, 20 years old, 6'10", 205 pounds, needs to put a little more on. At the FIBA Basketball Classic, he had some games where he looked fantastic, and then other games he went 0-for. He's developing. But maybe this year he takes a step from being last guy on the bench to somebody that's in the rotation.
I need to see more out of him.
Of course.
I don't want to throw hey, we should have drafted someone more important at that pick instead of going to project player. But I think it's put up or shut up time in my book for him.
Another guy that we got in the offseason, which people have kind of been sleeping on, but I'm excited, Thomas Bryant. He's going to be backing up Bam Adebayo at center. He's got that big body, 6'10", 248 pounds. Very good score. Remember last year for the Lakers? Very good score. Also, very good at getting scored on. Not the greatest defender in the world.
So he's king of the posters, I like to say.
He does get it put on his head a lot. But if there's any coach that can scheme for a player that's maybe not so good on defense, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, it's Eric Spoelstra. So Thomas Bryant, I like that he's got some offensive oomph, and he brings you some size, and he gives you a little bit of relief for Bam. So, okay, now I'm starting to feel a little bit better. We know Jamal Cain. We had him last year. Cheick Diallo, 6'8", 219 pounds. I watched him for the Pelicans. Good player, serviceable player. He can come in and give you quality minutes off the bench.
I'll take your word for it, by the way.
Exactly. Take my word for it. Haywood Highsmith, we know what he's got. He's going to help us out. He's going to give us some good times. Orlando Robinson, come on, yeah, we're good. Drew Smith, yeah, we're good. So the starting lineup to me is okay. I think your starting lineup.
I have a few questions. I want to see the young players play. I'm tired of like how we're like, we need these kids to play. It's like, we need them to play. Like, why don't we just, like, I always say this, the first couple of weeks, it's like preseason still, you know? I want to see more.
That's the thing, though. There might be some trades. There might be some other things happening here and there. But right now, with the team that we have, what we need if we want to be a successful team this year and to make another run to the finals is we need Jaime Jaquez Jr. to be better than advertised.
Could he be like the Tyler Hero when you guys got his rookie year and just shine bright like a diamond?
I think he can Rihanna for us. I am Jaime Jaquez Jr. I loved him at UCLA. I like that he plays both sides of the ball. I like that he has a lot of intangibles. He can shoot. He can drive. He can score. He can defend. He's got good size. So, okay, you need also Nikola Jovic to step up this year. He cannot play 1 minute a game.
No, he needs to be in the rotation.
He needs to be in the rotation, and he needs to be positive.
I don't want to see him in garbage time when you need points to hit the over. Like, I want to see him, like, crucial moments, you know?
And Thomas Bryant, like I said, find a way to scheme, play some zone defense, protect his defensive iniquities, and then get some offensive punch from him, give Bam a little bit of a rest. You know Jimmy's going to be Jimmy. You know Bam's going to be all-star Bam. Tyler Hero, big question mark. Is he upset? Is he spurned? Is he a pro? I feel as though, let bygones be bygones. He's okay. He's fine.
I could see that. I kind of also could see he could be a curmudgeon, like, get me out. If you want to trade me so much, then okay. Trade me. Okay. I'm tired of he hasn't said anything. Oh, it's bygones, bygones. I'm like, say if you want to move me, just then move me.
Oh, no. That's the reason he's not upset.
He should be upset.
You think Tyler Hero wants to go back to Wisconsin where he's from? You think Mr. South Beach Instagram model wants to leave Miami?
There's other places that are good for the taxes-wise.
The only places he wants to play, Miami, Los Angeles, maybe New York.
Forget New York with taxes. I'm throwing Phoenix.
He's happy here.
Phoenix, too, now, also.
Does he play with a chip on his shoulder, though, and say, oh, Portland wants to snub me, the Heat want to trade me, I averaged 20 points last year. Maybe this year get 22, 23, 24 points. He ups his game. People say, wow, big time. Now you're starting to say, maybe this Heat team, let's not push the panic button. Just
don't smash that red button yet, please.
Caleb Martin, I thought he played great last year. I expect him to play just as well this year. Kyle Lowry, he'll be Kyle Lowry. Duncan Robinson, maybe, you know, you start getting that shooting touch back. You know, the past 2 years have been a little shaky. But remember in the Eastern Conference Finals and stuff, how well he played. He started getting some drives going, started hitting some shots. Maybe this is the year where it kind of clicks back and he says, okay, nobody's coming for me. I'm comfortable here in Miami. Start making some shots. Diallo, like I said, give you a couple of good minutes.
Duncan Robinson wanted to show up for his hometown. Like, hey, you guys didn't touch me either, so.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. I'm starting to feel a little bit better.
Can I say they're like a 5 seed?
You think a 5 seed?
I think a 4-5. I just don't see.
This is what worries me.
Fire away. Time's yours.
Last offseason, kind of similar. We went after Kevin Durant. Didn't make a big splash. Didn't get a lot going. But the Godfather.
Spider Mitchell, too, also.
Spider Mitchell. I wanted him so bad. Oh, and he went to Cleveland.
Out of all places, like.
Could use Spider. Donovan Mitchell. But listen, so last offseason, didn't make the biggest splash, but Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra say, we like our guys. Trust us. We're going to be fine. We're going to be okay. season was up and down. There were some highs, there were some lows. You ended up having to go into the play-in game. You lose the first play-in game to Atlanta. You beat Chicago. And then it was just beautiful from there. You make a run, and they say, why, don't doubt us. Now I feel as though we're in the same situation. Like, we're not that we're held hostage, but when the going gets tough, and we're like, well, you didn't do anything in the offseason, or you didn't make enough moves in the offseason, they're going to say, you doubted us last year. Why are you doubting us again? And we're going to have to say, you're right. You're right.
I don't like that, honestly. Like, we need to be more, like, put more feet to the fire.
So we have to basically wait for the whole season, if it's a whole mediocre season, and see what happens in the playoffs. And then if things don't work out in the playoffs, we say, we were fooled all along. But then if things work in the playoffs, we say, God, I love Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra so much.
When should we check in for Heat fans? Should it be when Christmas Day comes around? We should press the panic button? Or tell, like, hey, Pat, get it together. Because I've seen this a few times when the Dave Checketts led Knicks team's always like, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. We'll get it around when you miss the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not so worried. These guys are healthy. You know who Jimmy Butler is. You know who Bam Adebayo is. You're hoping Tyler Hero is 20 points at least, maybe even better, because like I said, he has a chip on his shoulder. Kyle Lowry, you know he's going to be a pro.
He'll be a pro.
Kevin Love's going to be a pro. Caleb Martin, I feel as though we know who he is. Mm-hmm. Duncan Robinson. You know, I don't see him regressing this year.
No, I think Duncan Robinson will bounce back. No.
So is it all about Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nikola Jovic? Is that what this team is all about?
I think we need to. I want to see what the young kids
do. How did we go from Dame Lillard to Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nikola Jovic?
Because Pat Riley didn't want to make a trade.
No. Joe Cronin did not want to make a trade.
He could have made other options too, you know?
Man. I wanted Kelly Oubre Jr. if all things failed, but he's not available anymore. So maybe a trade, too. But okay, I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling as though this is one of those teams where, yeah, like
you
said.
Would you rather be this team right now, figure out who the thing is, who we're playing, or do you want to deal with the Chris Paul situation in Golden State? That's a war entertaining.
No. We're happy with this. I mean, we're okay. It's the devil you know, the devil you don't know. We know this devil, at least. Mm-hmm. Man, it would be nice to know that we had Damian Lillard here, but that's just it. You know.
Would you rather have Jordan Poole, too?
Yeah.
I know Washington's looking for players and pieces. Like, I know he's going to be the centerpiece, but like we all know Washington's tanking. If you can get Jordan Poole down here, that'd be perfect, you know?
Wouldn't be bad.
Like, I would have made, if I was Pat Riley, I would have made the phone call to Joe Lacob and to Mike Dunleavy Jr. Like, hey, what's up with Jordan Poole? I know he's not happy right now. Teammates hate him. What's the deal? Can we make a deal possibly? I would have been perfectly fine with that.
Spo said, I like the guys we have. And you know what? If that's what Spo says, that's what I believe. I ride with Spo. I'm going to ride with these guys. Man, Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nikola Jovic. Let's go. Seriously. Let's go.
I'm gonna be the curmudgeon. Wake me up till Christmas, as I like to say.
All right. Well, I like this team, and you know what else I like? You're gonna find out next when we do what I like here on Sports Day, Day at Night, 560 WQAM.
I hear the train.
Well, 47 minutes into the weekend, Vlad, a weekend where I said, let's just have a nice, predictable, easy cruising weekend in the sports world of South Florida. It's already out the window.
What happened?
Breaking news.
Wait one second. Let me play the breaking news.
This is not good news.
What happened?
Sandy Alcantara shut down for next season with Tommy John surgery.
Oh, no!
Just wanted a nice, easy, predictable weekend. Was that too much to ask for, Trevor? Just a cruising weekend. I can't even get high on the Marlins for 2 days. Sandy Alcantara, next year, shut down. Tommy John surgery.
Oh, no. No.
Hopefully this isn't a forewarning of what this weekend's going to be like. Hopefully it's smooth from now on out, but I don't want to talk about what I don't like. I want to talk about what I like. Get into some of the stuff that we liked in the sports world and the world in general over the past week. Of course, one thing you have to like, oh, my guy, Eric, right now. He and the kids in the car listening, rocking out. We appreciate that. Thanks for texting in 305-567-0560. Jimmy Butler, Media Day. It's always a circus. It's always Halloween.
Last year, you came out with the braids, man. What's this?
I had dreads like, last year.
Dreads.
What's this?
Yeah.
This is my emotional state. I'm one with my emotions, so this is what you get. It's a new year, new season. We came up short. I didn't do my job. We didn't do our job as a whole last year. But it's a new season. I'm excited for it. And, you know, we'll see y'all in the finals in June. Like I always say, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my guys are capable of. So we'll continue to play basketball as a unit, as a team, and somehow, some way, end up in the finals. This time we're going to win it. And then y'all going to say they got lucky. So I'm prepared for it.
That's a great statement right there. We're going to win it, and y'all going to say we got lucky. I'm prepared for it. So much to like there. Number one, Jimmy Butler is telling you, don't worry, we got this. He did say last year that they were going to go to the NBA Finals after they lost to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. He goes, we're going to be back here. We're going to win. We're going to get into the finals. This year, he's saying they're going to win it all. Got to believe in Jimmy. You also got to like emo Jimmy, him coming out and trolling the hell out of everybody by looking just straight up silly, straight hair, fake face piercings, and just kind of being silly. And he knows all the pictures are taken that day for the rest of the year. So every time you see something with Jimmy in it, it's going to be emo Jimmy this season. Beautiful.
Oh my God. I mean, what the hell is that show on Showtime? P something. What's the name of that show?
I don't have
P-Valley. That show. Huh?
P-Valley.
I know that's not Jimmy, but my point is that's the look. I don't know about all that. I will say this. I respect the fact that he's a bit perturbed, to say the least. Because they got Miami, you ain't going back to the finals with the crew that you got with Milwaukee and Boston, Boston is not a favorite in the East. You ain't going to the finals with them two in your way. I can tell you that much.
That's Stephen A. Smith saying, oh my goodness, Jimmy Butler's hair. But then he kind of turned it on Jimmy and said, I'd be emo too after not getting Damian Lillard. And then he kind of throws a little shade at the Heat saying, you're not going back to the finals with the crew you have now. Stephen A.
Although whose crystal ball do you believe in? Stephen A. Smith or Jimmy Butler?
Oh, Jimmy Butler's
1-5-6-7-0-5-6.
Jimmy Butler 100%. Stephen A. is just yap. And Stephen A., he can't get Miami out of his mouth. You know, he had a big trade. Chase Claypool. I can't wait to see him Sunday. Another weapon for Tua to go to. But Stephen A. Smith warns Chase Claypool, this is a very pivotal point in his career.
Chase Claypool, please listen to me, brother. Please listen to me. This ain't about football. RC, Bart Scott, Chris Canty, everybody know you can play. We saw your skills in Pittsburgh before you got traded to Chicago. You are developing a very bad reputation. If you are being moved out of Pittsburgh and now they sit up there and you are literally a healthy scratch, as RC just articulated, that is not about your game. It is about your character. And you, all you got to do is Google and research history and find out there are plenty of players, some more talented than you, some who were Hall of Famers, who no one wanted in their locker room. For whatever reason, that is the reputation you are developing. And if you don't turn it around, this could very well be your last stop. My brother, whatever it is going on up here, please get it together so you can shine and show the world what you can do as a football player. Because if you keep getting moved, the message is going to be indelibly sent. You're not somebody they want in the locker room, and they're not going to care about how you can play. They're not going to want you around them.
I'm taking that as a positive. Basically, Stephen A. is saying, you get your mind right, you're going to be a great player. You're going to be a great player with the Dolphins. All he's got to do is get his mind right. We're going to be okay.
He's out of a mess in Chicago. Let's say, be honest. That's the purest of dumpster fires of all time.
He was in a bad situation in Chicago. Maybe he didn't help that situation. Nonetheless.
He looked bad in week one. When you have John Jerkovic call him, like, this dude should be cut after one game.
I love a reformation project.
I don't like him half the time.
I like it. Like I said, I don't mind giving up a 6th-round pick to take a flyer on him. Let's see what happens. Stephen A.
Would you have done the trade for Randy Gregory? That happened today. He's gone to the San Francisco 49ers and stuff.
Yeah, man. For the right price, I'll bust the right frame.
Okay.
You know, famous line in the rap song. Now, speaking of for the right price, FIFA. What is going on with FIFA? They announced that in the future, I can't remember the exact year, but they are going to have the FIFA World Cup in Europe, Africa, and one game in Uruguay, because that's where the very first FIFA World Cup was held, in Uruguay. And they won the FIFA World Cup, the very first FIFA World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So Craig Burnley, he is an analyst with ESPN. Of course, he's played in the Premier League and all around the world. He basically kind of echoed the sentiments of a lot of people towards FIFA today.
To be honest, they are really, really, really become an organization that is extremely easy to dislike. And I'd go as far as to say, actually, I'm hating what they're doing at the moment. They're doing their damnedest to dilute every facet of this competition, from the playing platform to the viewing platform. They are spreading their wings so wide and making it so difficult with travel and expense and all this to try and appease, not even getting to the fact that, you know, the amount of teams and the amount of guff and garbage that are going to be allowed in. It's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The players and the spectators, once again, are the ones that are left high and dry at the end.
Tell us how you really feel, Craig Burnley. Yeah, this is what I was talking about earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Europe, Africa, and Uruguay, simply because it's the 100th anniversary. Okay.
First question, why didn't they just put in Uruguay the first?
I would, yeah. But this, like, is it. Don't pick a country. At least pick a continent.
Yes.
Holy goodness. I don't understand. We're the World Cup, so play it all around the world. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And I, you know, that's an obvious take. Pick a country. We want to see what the country has to offer. It's exciting. I'm not all stoked about it being in the United States, Canada, and Mexico coming up in a couple of years.
It should be just being in the United States, and you just pick a city.
And I understand it's North America. At first, I thought that was kind of cool. You know, now I realize it's just about money. That's
it's,
all.
It's
all
they want money, and they have all these super stadiums, especially in America where the NFL plays. You got to fill them out. It's not doing Taylor Swift concerts, you know?
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing. They wanted it to be in the United States. They threw a bone. There's like one or two games in Canada, one or two games in Mexico. Goodness gracious. And you know, I was talking to our dude, Alejandro Solana, who you're going to hear on Hawk and Crowder and Preheat and all this other stuff. He goes, it's all about money. Guarantee you, down the road, you know what country they're going to end up in at some point?
Qatar?
Saudi Arabia. They were in Qatar already. Saudi Arabia.
I was close. I'm going to be honest with you. The FIFA, like, there's a few people I hate, like, league-wise. I hate Gary Bettman for many obvious reasons. Don't get me started on that's a rant for me for another day. The easy people, I always say, if I throw a dart at, like, FIFA's number one, then I always throw the NCAA as number two. Anyways.
Mark Emmert.
Like, them and FIFA are, like, lockstep in here, like, let's ruin these people's lives anyways. Like, you can't like FIFA anyways at all.
I mean, I love the World Cup, but God, man, I mean, Africa, Europe, and one game at Uruguay. It's almost disrespectful to Uruguay.
It's a spit in the face. It's like a spit in the face.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's an anniversary. You won the first World Cup. You'll get one game. Thank you. Bye. Mo.
So stupid.
Speaking of stupid, so Carl Ravitch, ESPN announcer. We all make mistakes, but he recently made a comment before the very first Phillies-Marlins game about one Trey Turner that was just downright wrong.
There is no bigger home field advantage in Major League Baseball than what they enjoy here in Philadelphia. Trey Turner learning for the first time what it means to be in a postseason.
Huh? Are we talking about the Trey Turner that won a World Series with the Nationals? Are we talking about the Trey Turner that was with the Dodgers last year in the playoffs? Are we talking about the Trey Turner who going in to that first game against the Marlins was going to be his 45th postseason game? Oops.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Oops.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. If I was Major League Baseball, I would actually say peace out to ESPN. They don't even mention them at all, the day one of Wild Card Day at all. Not even from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. They didn't even mention them until yesterday. Do they care about Major League Baseball? If I was Major League Baseball, I was like, let's go to NBC or go to CBS. They would actually put a better product and care. Like, hey, you guys have the A package. You get the Wild Card game, you get Sunday Night Baseball. It's an absolute disgrace how ESPN does not give a you-know-what about the sport of Major League Baseball. They just only care about two things. NBA, LeBron-MJ debate, and the NFL. That's all they care about. That's how they make their money. And they go, oh, baseball, you're there. Hockey, you're there too. If I was the NHL.
Although they've taken on Sunday Night Baseball and they took over hockey.
Which I didn't want hockey. I was like, go to Turner. I was saying the whole time. Well, it's been the worst. It's literally the worst. The ESPN, like, eh.
Exhibit A, that they don't care that much about baseball, which you just heard from Carl Ravitch. Trey Turner, welcome to your first postseason.
Huh? Like, where are the producers that know baseball?
Where'd you get this stat? Where is this coming from?
What sports book did you grab this from? Like, what intern gave you this?
Glad I am not him, at least in this instance. Overall, you know, pretty good career and everything like that. Up next, going to get you up to date on everything that's happening, including Sandy Alcantara and more, on Day at Night 560 WQAM.
I hear the train.
Well, 47 minutes into the weekend, Vlad, a weekend where I said, let's just have a nice, predictable, easy cruising weekend in the sports world of South Florida. It's already out the window.
What happened? What happened?
Breaking news.
We got, wait 1 second. Let me play the breaking news.
This is not good news.
What happened?
Sandy Alcantara shut down for next season with Tommy John surgery.
Oh, no!
Just wanted a nice, easy, predictable weekend. Was that too much to ask for, Trevor? Just a cruising weekend. I can't even get high on the Marlins for 2 days. Sandy Alcantara, next year, shut down.
Tommy John
surgery.
Oh, no. No.
Well, hopefully this isn't a forewarning of what this weekend's going to be like. Hopefully it's smooth from now on out, but I don't want to talk about what I don't like. I want to talk about what I like. Get into some of the stuff that we liked in the sports world and the world in general over the past week. Of course, one thing you have to like, oh, my guy, Eric, right now, he and the kids in the car listening, rocking out. We appreciate that. Thanks for texting in, 305-567-0560. Jimmy Butler, Media Day, it's always a circus. It's always Halloween.
Last year you came out with the braids, man. What's this?
I had dreads like, last year.
Dreads.
What's this?
Yeah.
This is my emotional state. I'm one with my emotions, so this is what you get. It's a new year, new season. We came up short. I didn't do my job. We didn't do our job as a whole last year. But it's a new season. I'm excited for it. We'll see y'all in the finals in June. Like I always say, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my guys are capable of. So we'll continue to play basketball as a unit, as a team, and somehow, some way, end up in the finals. This time we're going to win it. And then y'all going to say they got lucky. So I'm prepared for it.
That's a great statement right there. We're going to win it, and y'all going to say we got lucky. I'm prepared for it. So much to like there. Number one, Jimmy Butler is telling you, don't worry, we got this. He did say last year that they were going to go to the NBA Finals after they lost to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. He goes, we're going to be back here. We're going to win. We're going to get into the finals. This year, he's saying they're going to win it all. Got to believe in Jimmy. You also got to like emo Jimmy, him coming out and trolling the hell out of everybody by looking just straight up silly, straight hair, fake face piercings, and just kind of being silly. And he knows all the pictures are taken that day for the rest of the year. So every time you see something with Jimmy in it, it's going to be emo Jimmy this season. Beautiful.
Oh my God. I mean, what the hell is that show on Showtime? P something. What's the name of that show?
I don't have
that show. Huh?
P-Valley.
I mean, I know that's not Jimmy, but my point is that's the look. I don't know about all that. I will say this. I respect the fact that he's a bit perturbed, to say the least. Because they got Miami, you ain't going back to the finals with the crew that you got with Milwaukee and Boston, Boston is not a favorite in the East. You ain't going to the finals with them two in your way. I can tell you that much.
That's Stephen A. Smith saying, oh my goodness, Jimmy Butler's hair. But then he kind of turned it on Jimmy and said, I'd be emo too after not getting Damian Lillard. And then he kind of throws a little shade at the Heat saying, you're not going back to the finals with the crew you have now. Stephen A.
Whose crystal ball do you believe in? Stephen A. Smith or Jimmy Butler?
Oh, Jimmy Butler's one.
5670566.
Jimmy Butler 100%. Stephen A. is just yap. And Stephen A., he can't get Miami out of his mouth. You know, he had a big trade. Chase Claypool. I can't wait to see him Sunday. Another weapon for Tua to go to. But Stephen A. Smith warns Chase Claypool, this is a very pivotal point in his career.
Chase Claypool, please listen to me, brother. Please listen to me. This ain't about football.
RC, Bart Scott, Chris Canty, everybody know you could play. We saw your skills in Pittsburgh before you got traded to Chicago. You are developing a very bad reputation. If you are being moved out of Pittsburgh, and now they sit up there and you are literally a healthy scratch, as RC just articulated, that is not about your game. It is about your character. And you, all you got to do is Google and research history and find out there are plenty of players, some more talented than you, some who were Hall of Famers, who no one wanted in their locker room for whatever reason. That is the reputation you are developing. And if you don't turn it around, this could very well be your last stop. My brother, whatever it is going on up here, please get it together so you can shine and show the world what you can do as a football player. Because if you keep getting moved, the message is going to be indelibly sent. You're not somebody they want in the locker room, and they're not going to care about how you can play. They're not going to want you around them.
I'm taking that as a positive. Basically, Stephen A is saying, you get your mind right, you're going to be a great player. You're going to be a great player with the Dolphins. All he's got to do is get his mind right. We're going to be okay.
He's out of a mess in Chicago. Let's say, be honest. That's the purest of dumpster fires of all time.
He was in a bad situation in Chicago. Maybe he didn't help that situation.
I don't nonetheless. Think he looked bad week one. When you have John Jerkovich call him like, this dude should be cut after one game.
I love a reformation project.
I don't like him half the time.
I like it. Like I said, I don't mind giving up a 6th-round pick to take a flyer on him. Let's see what happens.
Would you have done the trade for Randy Gregory that happened today? He's gone to the San Francisco 49ers and stuff.
Yeah, man. For the right price, I'll bust the right frame.
Okay.
You know, famous line of the rap song. Now, speaking of for the right price, FIFA. What is going on with FIFA? They announced that in the future, I can't remember the exact year, but they are going to have the FIFA World Cup in Europe, Africa, and one game in Uruguay, because that's where the very first FIFA World Cup was held, in Uruguay. And they won the FIFA World Cup, the very first FIFA World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So Craig Burnley, he is an analyst with ESPN, and of course he's played in the Premier League and all around the world. He basically kind of echoed the sentiments of a lot of people towards FIFA today.
To be honest, they have really, really, really become an organization that is extremely easy to dislike. And I'd go as far as to say, actually, I'm hating what they're doing at the moment. They're doing their damnedest to dilute every facet of this competition, from the playing platform to the viewing platform. They are spreading their wings so wide and making it so difficult with travel and expense and all this to try and appease, not even getting to the fact that, you know, the amount of teams and the amount of guff and garbage that are going to be allowed in. It's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The players and the spectators, once again, are the ones that are left high and dry at the end.
Tell us how you really feel, Craig Burnley. Yeah, this is what I was talking about earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Europe, Africa, and Uruguay, simply because it's the 100th anniversary. Okay?
First question, why didn't they just put in Uruguay the first?
I would, yeah. But this is it. Don't pick a country. At least pick a continent.
Yes.
Holy goodness. I understand, we're the World Cup, so play it all around the world. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And I, you know, that's an obvious take. Pick a country. We want to see what the country has to offer. It's exciting. I'm not all stoked about it being in the United States, Canada, and Mexico coming up in a couple of years.
It should be just being in the United States, and you just pick a city.
And I understand it's North America. At first, I thought that was kind of cool. You know, now I realize it's just about money.
They want money, and they have all these super stadiums, especially in America where the NFL plays. You got to fill them out. It's not doing Taylor Swift concerts, you know?
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing. They wanted it to be in the United States. They threw a bone. There's like one or two games in Canada, one or two games in Mexico. Goodness gracious. And you know, I was talking to our dude, Alejandro Solana, who you're going to hear on Hawk and Crowder and Preheat and all this other stuff. He goes, it's all about money. Guarantee you, down the road, you know what country they're going to end up in at some point?
Qatar?
Saudi Arabia. They were in Qatar already. Saudi Arabia.
I was close. I'm going to be honest with you. The FIFA, like, there's a few people I hate, like, league-wise. I hate Gary Bettman for many obvious reasons. Don't get me started on him. That's a rant for me for another day. The easy people, I always say, if I throw a dart at, like, FIFA's number one, then I always throw the NCAA as number two. No, anyways.
Mark Emmert.
Like, them and FIFA are, like, lockstep in hand, like, let's ruin these people's lives anyways. Like, you can't like FIFA anyways at all.
I mean, I love the World Cup, but God, man, I mean, Africa, Europe, and one game at Uruguay. It's almost disrespectful to Uruguay.
It's a spit in the face.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's an anniversary. You won the first World Cup. You'll get one game. Thank you. Bye. Mo.
So stupid.
Speaking of stupid, so Carl Ravitch, ESPN announcer. We all make mistakes, but he recently made a comment before the very first Phillies-Marlins game about one Trey Turner that was just downright wrong.
There is no bigger home field advantage in Major League Baseball than what they enjoy here in Philadelphia. Trey Turner learning for the first time what it means to be in a postseason.
Huh? Are we talking about the Trey Turner that won a World Series with the Nationals? Are we talking about the Trey Turner that was with the Dodgers last year in the playoffs? Are we talking about the Trey Turner who going in to that first game against the Marlins was going to be his 45th postseason game? Oops.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Oops.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. If I was Major League Baseball, I would actually say peace out to ESPN. They don't even mention them at all, the day one of Wild Card Day at all. Not even from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. They didn't even mention them until yesterday. Do they care about Major League Baseball? If I was Major League Baseball, I was like, let's go to NBC or go to CBS. They would actually put a better product and care. Like, hey, you guys have the A package. You get the Wild Card game, you get Sunday Night Baseball. It's an absolute disgrace how ESPN does not give a you-know-what about the sport of Major League Baseball. They just only care about two things. NBA, LeBron-MJ debate, and the NFL. That's all they care about. That's how they make their money. And they go, oh, baseball, you're there. Hockey, you're there, too. If I was the NHL...
Although they've taken on Sunday Night Baseball, and they took over hockey.
Which I didn't want hockey. I was like, go to Turner. I was saying the whole time.
Well,
it's been the worst. It's literally the worst. The ESPN, like, eh.
Exhibit A, that they don't care that much about baseball, which you just heard from Carl Ravitch. Trey Turner, welcome to your first postseason.
Huh? Like, where are the producers that know baseball?
Where'd you get this stat? Where is this coming from?
What sports book did you grab this from? Like, what intern gave you this?
Glad I am not him, at least in this instance. Overall, you know, pretty good career and everything like that. Up next, going to get you up to date on everything that's happening, including Sandy Alcantara and more, on Day at Night 560 WQAM.